All right, get ready for another deep dive.
Into week 15 of the NFL.
That's right. You're looking to get a leg up on those bets.
And you've come to the right place. We've got some fascinating insights straight from CBS Sports.
Especially with all these home underdogs this week.
Yeah, can you believe it?
We'll dive into whether that home field advantage
Can really make a difference against the odds. We've
plus
got this model that's been crushing it.
crushing it with his predictions.
Thousands of
And a
simulations.
winning streak.
That'll make you raise an eyebrow.
So let's get right into it.
What jumps out at me
Right away.
is this stat. The Steelers and Broncos, they're tied for the most wins against the spread.
10 each.
10 each.
Wow.
Against the spread, by the way.
Oh, right.
That's ATS.
ATS, right?
It just means
They've beaten the predicted point difference.
exactly.
Okay.
Key metric for bettors.
Makes sense. They're doing better than expected.
Yeah, for sure.
But on the flip side,
We've got the Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
They've only covered the spread twice all season.
And they're facing the Bengals.
At home this week,
At home.
as 5-point underdogs,
Any chance?
uphill battle.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know what? They're not the only ones going into week 15 as home underdogs.
Really?
The Giants,
Right.
they're facing a massive 15-point spread.
Against the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Okay.
The Browns are getting 4 points against the Chiefs.
Wow. Okay.
And the Raiders are 4.5-point underdogs against the Falcons.
That's a lot of home underdogs.
Interesting.
15 points. I mean,
That's a huge spread.
I'd be pretty nervous betting on the Giants with that kind of line.
I mean, it's a tough one, but
Bet.
home underdogs, you know,
What about them?
they've been doing pretty well recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over
Yeah.
the past 2 wins, they've gone 5-4 against the spread,
Wow. Okay. Nah.
suggesting that maybe home field advantage
It's more powerful than we think.
than the odds makers are giving it credit for.
Interesting. So maybe those Titans have a chance.
Glimmer of hope.
Glimmer of hope.
But before we get carried away,
Yeah.
let's bring in the big guns.
Okay. The sports line prediction model.
This thing is insane
Thousands of
to
simulations.
predict game outcomes.
All right. So we're talking serious computing power here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's earned over $7,000 for every $100 bet since it began.
It's not just about the long-term profits, though.
Okay.
This model is on fire lately.
Really?
25-11 hot streak
This year,
this year.
on top-rated NFL picks.
Top rated. And if we zoom out a bit, it's 205 and 139
Since 2017.
on top rated picks. Crazy.
And 59 and 32 since week 7 of last year.
This isn't just some random algorithm, you
It's
know,
throwing out guesses.
consistently ranking among the best prediction sources
Even beating out most human experts.
on NFL Pick Watch.
What's its secret sauce? How does it make these predictions?
I mean, instead of relying on gut feelings,
Right, or the simple stank.
it dives deep into a mountain of data. Past performance, player stats, even coaching tendencies.
So it's looking for those subtle edges that we often overlook.
Exactly.
So it's like a super-powered scout.
Who's crunched every number imaginable?
All right, I'm officially intrigued.
What are some of its top predictions for week 15?
Let's hear it.
The model is predicting the Houston Texans,
Okay.
3-point favorites.
3-point favorites.
They will cover at home against the Miami Dolphins.
Whoa, hold on.
I know you're
The
thinking.
Texans.
Against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
There's a method to this madness.
I admit, I'm raising an eyebrow here. Bring it down for me.
Well, the Texans might be winless ATS in divisional games,
Okay.
but they're a different beast in non-divisional matchups,
Okay.
boasting a 5-1 record against the spread.
In non-divisional matchups.
And guess what? The
Wow.
Dolphins have struggled
Against
against
divisional
Tuna.
non-divisional opponents going 2-6 ATS.
So the model is picking up on these specific matchup trends.
That go beyond just the overall team records.
Yeah.
Clever.
And there's another factor.
What's that?
The Texans, they're coming off a bye week.
Meaning
Extra time to rest.
to prepare.
Meanwhile, the Dolphins are coming off a tough game.
So fatigue could be a factor.
Yeah.
Interesting. So even things like scheduling
It all plays a role.
in the model's predictions.
It does.
What else is the model seeing in this matchup?
One thing that stands out is the Texans' impressive balance
All
both
where.
sides of the ball.
So offense and defense.
They rank in the top 12 for both scoring offense and D
So
defense.
they don't just rely on one strength.
They can hurt you in multiple ways.
Okay, that makes sense. A well-rounded team.
Usually tougher.
Tougher opponent.
For sure. And what about their opponent?
The Dolphins.
Yeah, are they particularly vulnerable in any areas? That's where things get really interesting. The Dolphins have a weakness. Their running game. They're ranked 29th in yards per rush. And that plays right into the Texans' strength.
Wait, so the Texans are good at stopping the run?
It's even better than that.
Really?
They have an elite pass defense,
Wow.
allowing the lowest completion percentage in the league.
So they're built to shut down teams that rely on the pass
Which is exactly what the Dolphins tend to do
when their running game falters.
when their running game falters, exactly.
So it's like they're tailor-made to counter the Dolphins.
It seems that way.
So the model is seeing this mismatch.
And predicting the Texans will capitalize.
All right, I'm following you. What else?
One more piece of the puzzle.
Lay it on me.
Turnovers.
Turnovers, okay.
The Texans have an incredible plus 10 turnover differential.
Meaning.
They force a lot of turnovers, protect the ball well.
The Dolphins.
They have a minus 2 differential.
Shesting.
The Texans are more likely to win the turnover battle.
Which we know often translates to. So the Texans, well rested, balanced on offense and defense, have a specific advantage against Miami's weakness and excel creating turnovers.
It's all adding up.
Suddenly, that upset prediction isn't looking so crazy after all.
No, the model is seeing all these factors
Yeah, it might not be obvious.
at first glance.
Digging deeper, finding those hidden edges
That could swing the game
in the Texans' favor.
in the Texans'
I'm
favor.
starting to see why this model is so successful.
It's pretty impressive.
Let's move on to the next big
All
prediction.
right.
This one involves the Buffalo Bills
On the road.
against the Detroit Lions.
This is where things get really interesting. The model is predicting the Bills, as 2.5-point underdogs, will cover on the road against the Lions.
Okay, but the Lions,
Yeah.
they've been on this incredible 32-9 run against the spread.
But they've recently hit a snag.
A snag, what do you mean?
They haven't covered the spread their
Yeah.
last two games.
So their dominance might be waning a bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Meanwhile, the Bills, despite having their 7-game win streak snapped recently
They're still 6-2 against the spread.
in their last 8 games.
Exactly.
Okay, so both teams are coming into this game with some interesting trends.
It's gonna be a good one.
What's the model seeing that makes it lean toward the Bills?
So the Lions,
Yeah.
despite being Super Bowl favorites,
I know, I know.
have a major weakness.
Really? What is it?
Their pass defense.
Super Bowl favorites with a shaky pass defense. That seems like a contradiction.
Their numbers tell the story.
Okay.
They're blitzing at the second highest rate in the league,
Okay.
but they struggle to get sacks, ranking only 19th.
So they're sending extra rushers, but the quarterbacks are still getting the ball away.
Exactly, yeah.
That seems risky.
It is risky. Blitzing without getting sacks often leaves holes in the secondary.
And that's where
Josh Allen and the Bills come in.
Josh Allen, the guy who can make any throw.
The one and only. And Josh Allen hasn't been sacked in his last three starts.
So the model is recognizing that the Lions' blitzing tendencies.
Could play right into his hands.
Okay, you think we're going to see a shootout here?
It looks that way.
Okay.
The model predicts that the Bills will score almost 10 points more.
Than what the Lions
Yeah,
typically
well, than
get.
what the Lions typically give up.
Okay.
And it's even predicting the game will go over 54 and a half points.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
So for someone who's not a betting expert, what does that over-under number actually mean?
It's pretty simple. If you bet the over,
Yeah.
you're betting that the combined score of both teams will be more than 54 and a half points.
Okay, and if you bet the under.
You're betting that the combined score will be less than 54 and a half.
Got it. So if you think this game's going to be a high-scoring affair, bet the over.
If you think it'll be a defensive battle, bet the under.
And in this case,
The model is leaning towards the over.
given the Bills' offensive firepower and the Lions' defensive vulnerabilities. Okay, so we've got two bold predictions from the sports line model: the Texans upsetting the Dolphins and the Bills covering against the Lions.
Two big ones.
But before we dive into those any further,
Yeah.
let's take a step back and talk more about this home underdog trend.
That's a great point. We've thrown a lot of numbers at you.
Yeah.
But let's explore why these home underdogs might be finding success.
It's more than just random luck, right?
There must be some underlying factors at play.
Lay it on me. What's making these home underdogs bark so loudly?
Well, for starters, NFL talent.
Yeah.
It's more evenly distributed than ever before.
So it's not like the old days where a few powerhouse teams just dominated.
The gap between the top teams and the bottom teams.
Yeah.
It's narrowed.
Making upsets more likely.
More likely, for sure.
Parity is the name of the game.
Parity.
Yeah.
And that means that even teams with losing records can be dangerous.
Especially on their home turf. You can't underestimate the power of a home crowd.
No, you can't.
I mean, those fans can really make a difference in terms of energy and momentum.
It's true.
There's a reason they call it.
Home field advantage.
Home field advantage.
The crowd noise can disrupt opposing offenses. And the familiar surroundings can give the home team that extra boost of confidence.
Yeah, it's like having a 12th man on the field.
It really is.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Coaching could be another factor here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Coaches are getting more sophisticated in their game plans, finding creative ways to exploit their opponents' weaknesses.
And sometimes those underdog coaches, they have a little extra motivation
to
prove themselves.
Against the big names.
Yeah, they're playing with a chip on their shoulder.
Exactly. They're hungry to show the league that they can compete with anyone.
And their players.
They feed off that energy.
So it's a combination of factors here. More balanced talent across the league.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional boost of playing at home. Strategic coaching.
Yeah.
Specifically designed to overcome the odds.
That's a great summary. Let's not forget the element of surprise.
Yeah.
Underdogs often catch their opponents off guard, especially when they're playing at home.
Right. It's like they have nothing to lose, so they can just go out there and play freely.
Exactly.
Which can be a dangerous combination.
For those favored teams who might be expected.
An easy win.
Yeah. So to answer your question from earlier, I don't think this home underdog trend is just a fluke.
No, I agree.
There are real and tangible reasons why these teams are finding success.
It's a trend worth watching, and it could have implications for, you know, how we think about betting and the NFL landscape as a whole.
All right, let's bring it back to those specific home underdogs we talked about earlier.
Okay.
We've got the Giants with that massive 15-point spread against the Ravens, the Browns getting 4 points against the Chiefs, and the Raiders as 4.5-point underdogs against the Falcons.
Let's start with the Giants.
Okay.
That 15-point spread is daunting, even with home field advantage.
Yeah.
The Ravens have been a dominant force this season.
Yeah, they have high-powered offense, stifling defense.
I have to admit, I'm a bit skeptical about the Giants' chances in this one.
That's a tough one.
What makes the model think they can even come close to covering that spread?
Well, the model is likely factoring in the Ravens' recent performance.
Okay.
On the road.
On the road.
They've been a bit shaky away from home.
So the model is seeing a potential vulnerability in the Ravens, even though they're heavy favorites.
Exactly. And the Giants, despite their struggles this season, they've shown flashes of offensive potential.
Right.
If they can get their running game going, protect their quarterback,
they
might be able to keep it closer than people expect.
Okay, so there's a glimmer of hope for the Giants.
A little glimmer.
A little glimmer. What about the Browns against the Chiefs? That 4-point spread seems a bit more manageable.
It does.
Yeah.
And the model might be picking up on some interesting trends here.
Okay.
The Browns have been surprisingly tough at home this season.
Against?
Teams with strong passing attacks.
Wait, so they're good at defending the pass. Isn't that the Chiefs' bread and butter?
Precisely.
Yeah.
The Browns have a talented secondary.
Okay.
That can make things difficult, even the best quarterbacks.
And the Chiefs, while explosive.
Yes.
They've been prone to turnovers.
This season, yeah.
If the Browns can force a few takeaways.
Yeah.
Control the clock with their running game.
They could pull off an upset.
So the model is seeing a potential blueprint for the Browns.
For sure.
To disrupt the Chiefs' offensive rhythm.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It's all about identifying those subtle matchups.
That might not be obvious to the casual observer.
Exactly.
Okay, last but not least, we've got the Raiders as 4.5-point underdogs against the Falcons. What's the story there?
This one is a bit more of a toss-up.
Becky.
But the model might be favoring the Raiders based on their home field advantage.
Okay.
And their potential to exploit the Falcons' weaknesses.
What are those weaknesses?
The Falcons have struggled to stop the run this season.
Yeah.
And the Raiders have a solid running back tandem.
That could give them fits.
That could give them fits.
So the model's predicting a grinded-out type of game.
It seems that way.
Where the Raiders control the clock and wear down the Falcons' defense.
That's a possible scenario.
Yeah.
Of course, the Falcons have a dynamic offense of their own.
So
it's not going to be a walk in the park for the Raiders.
But the model seems to think they have a slight edge in this matchup.
It does.
Okay, so we've got Three intriguing home underdog situations this week.
Three good ones.
The Giants facing a massive spread against the Ravens. The Browns with a chance to upset the Chiefs. And the Raiders looking to grind out a win against the Falcons.
And don't forget those two bold predictions from the sports line model.
Right.
The Texans over the Dolphins and the Bills covering against the Lions.
So much to watch for this week.
It's going
to
be a good one.
It's clear that home underdogs can't be overlooked this week.
Nope.
But before we get too carried away with predictions, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
When we come back, we'll dive deeper into the specific factors that could determine the outcomes of these games. All right. Let's shift our focus back to those other intriguing home underdog situations.
We talked about earlier.
The Giants facing that massive 15-point spread against the Ravens.
Yep.
The Browns getting 4 points against the Chiefs.
Right.
And the Raiders as 4.5-point underdogs against the Falcons.
Let's start with the Giants.
Okay.
That 15-point spread is daunting.
Daunting is right.
Even with home field advantage. Ravens have been a dominant force this season.
They really have.
High-powered offense, a stifling defense.
I'm a bit skeptical about the Giants' chances in this one.
Understandably so.
What makes anyone think they can even come close to covering that spread? Is it just the home field advantage?
It's more than just that.
Okay.
The model is likely factoring in the Ravens' recent performance.
Their recent performance.
On the road.
On the road, yeah.
They've been a bit shaky away from home.
Really?
Especially on offense.
Yeah.
Remember, even the best teams have their vulnerabilities.
So even though the Ravens are heavy favorites, the model is seeing a potential weakness that the Giants might be able to exploit.
Exactly.
Okay.
The model isn't just looking at the overall records or the big name players.
Right.
It's digging deeper into the data.
Looking at
things like road performance, offensive and defensive efficiency,
individual player matchups.
Yeah, all of that.
Okay, so there's a glimmer of hope for the Giants, even if it's a faint one.
There's always a chance.
What about the Browns against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
That 4-point spread seems a bit more manageable.
It does.
Could they pull off an upset?
It's definitely possible.
Really?
The model might be picking up on some interesting trends here.
Okay.
The Browns have been surprisingly tough at home this season.
Especially against
teams with strong passing attacks.
Like the Chiefs?
Like the Chiefs.
Wait, so they're good at defending the pass?
They are.
Isn't that the Chiefs' bread and butter? Patrick Mahomes and that high-flying offense?
You're right. But the Browns have a talented secondary that can make things difficult for even the best quarterbacks.
They've shown an ability to generate pressure.
And force turnovers.
Which are two key ingredients for upsetting a team like the Chiefs.
Exactly.
So it's not just about stopping Mahomes completely.
Right.
It's about disrupting their rhythm, forcing them into mistakes.
Capitalizing on those opportunities.
The Browns don't have to play a perfect game to win.
Nope.
They just need to make a few key plays.
Keep it close.
To capitalize on any Chiefs miscues.
That's the key.
Okay, so the model is seeing a potential blueprint for the Browns to disrupt the Chiefs' offensive rhythm and keep the game within reach.
It's a possibility.
That's fascinating.
It all comes down to those hidden matchups and trends
that
might not be obvious to the casual observer.
The model is looking at things like third down conversion rates, red zone efficiency.
Even the performance of individual offensive linemen.
It's like they're peeling back the layers of the onion, revealing all those subtle factors that could swing the game one way or the other.
That's a great way to put it.
That's why these models can be so valuable.
I think so too.
They force us to think beyond the surface level.
And consider all the angles.
Okay. Last but not least.
We've got the Raiders.
As 4.5-point underdogs against the Falcons.
What's the model seeing in this matchup?
Well,
this one's a bit more of a toss-up.
Okay.
But the model might be favoring the Raiders.
Based on?
Their home field advantage and their potential to exploit the Falcons' weaknesses.
What are those weaknesses? We know the Falcons have a pretty potent offense, but is there a chink in their armor that the Raiders could exploit?
The Falcons have struggled to stop the run this season.
Oh, okay.
And the Raiders have a solid running back tandem that could give them fits.
Yeah, I could see that.
If the Raiders can establish the run early and control the clock, they could keep the Falcons' high-powered offense off the field and grind out a victory.
So the model is predicting a grinded-out type of game where the Raiders control the clock and wear down the Falcons' defense.
It's a classic underdog strategy.
Exactly. Sometimes the best way to beat a high-scoring team is to keep them on the sidelines.
Limit their possessions.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Talked about the overall trends favoring home underdogs.
Uh-huh.
explored the Sportsline model's intriguing predictions.
Bold predictions.
Delved into the specific matchups and factors that could influence the outcomes of these games.
What's the key takeaway for our listeners?
I think the biggest lesson here is to never underestimate the power of information and analysis.
I agree.
Whether you're a seasoned bettor or just a casual fan who enjoys making predictions, taking a deeper dive into the data can reveal hidden insights and opportunities
that might not be obvious at first glance.
Right. It's all about being informed and considering all the angles before making those bets.
Don't just rely on gut feelings or the hype.
Look at the matchups, the trends, the statistics.
Maybe even consult a powerful prediction model like Sportsline.
And even with all the data in the world, remember that the NFL is ultimately a game of human beings.
That's right.
With all their unpredictable emotions.
Motivations.
And abilities.
So embrace the chaos, enjoy the ride, and never count out an underdog.
Especially when they're playing at home.
Especially when they're playing at home.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of NFL predictions.
It was a pleasure.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are feeling ready to tackle those Week 15 bets.
Good luck out there.
Remember, it's not just about winning or losing.
It's about appreciating the nuances of the game.
Understanding the trend.
Making informed decisions.
And hey, if you happen to win some money along the way, that's just a bonus.
Absolutely.
Till next time, keep those minds sharp and those bets bold.